the perspective and actual function of the real, that which exists, and that from which existence comes and returns, is to support and aid all of creation, that which is part of itself, manifested. The same is true for one walking the spiritual path, seeking realization and function of the divine, oneself. For one is seeking to reach that same awareness and function as the highest. So it is in the best self-interest of all who desire to take on realization of oneself to also be able to function as one really is, as much as a person is able. This shows itself as service and is essential in going further, progressing in spiritual realization. Without this, a person can only go so far, and that is very limited. And in accordance with the degree of selflessness, the individual will continue on. Whereas selfishness, clinging onto one's own self, the lesser self, lesser self-interest, lesser identity, will always block a person from going further. At one point or another, and then the individual will be stymied to the extent that they will have to deal with their qualities, attitudes, aspirations. So again, this shows itself as service and is essential in going further, progressing in spiritual realization. The same is true in the outer world, as service helps move all life forward and aids in the progression of all. Thus we find that service, helping, is essential also in life in this world. The qualities of giving, doing, and helping, service, are needed in both the inner life and the outer world. The only differences lay in scope, extent, and the basis for functioning. Doing what is needed, when it is needed, how it is needed, and in the ways needed, as compared to living outwardly through desire and subject under the conditioning of oneself or the society in which one lives. These differences point to some of the differences between the inner and outer life, and the degree to which one can be free, liberated, and realize one's true nature and self. It is this from which real spiritual work points. So it is right from the beginning that a person enters in the spiritual path that one should also be concerned with giving of oneself to be of help and be of benefit to others through service. And as one grows, the so does the service grow. The extent and capacity and capabilities of the individual giving grow. And this includes the work that extends more to the entire world as one becomes of this. So it is true that one actually takes on, as an extension of the one divine being, to help bring forward what is needed within this world. This is oneself in a greater understanding, knowing, and function than the individual, smaller individual. As one constantly points toward this, one will grow within this framework. Through giving, through selflessness, comes the progression toward the real. One of the first things for a person to consider is what they would like to do, what their intention is. Is the intention one of selfishness, or does the intention include others, the whole world, to be of benefit? And if it is strictly oneself, if a person is only concerned with oneself, then this person would do well to consider that until they change their attitude, grow away from that selfishness, that desire will be a hindrance to them and will block them at one point. Surely much can be learned, much can be gained. Many attributes may be developed, but all of these will be hindered, stymied, and stopped by the lack of giving of oneself through service. And when a person decides to be generous of heart, not just of the means, that is, money, or fame, or fortune, or things, but of giving of oneself, one's heart, then one will progress far more readily, without coercion, without demand, but willingly placing oneself within the framework of giving. And through this, receiving will come. There'll be an openness of the channel through which life flows. And for it to come into the individual, there must be room, a vacancy. And this vacancy is through the giving away of oneself and doing what's needed within the world. This is not so easily learned, and the ability to find out what is needed, the awareness and consciousness to act or not act, is something that grows with the perspective of realization of the individual. It's something that is assisted directly and indirectly within the framework of the school, teaching, guide, the one assisting, helping a person go further. And if there is none, that is, if one is not associated with a guide or teacher who has realization and knowing and function, if a person is not associated with and working through the transmission of a lineage in school, an operative, active one, then it is more difficult without that personal connection to make the connection to the unseen and to tune oneself and heart and feeling with what needs to be done and how it's needed to be done, and to develop those skills and abilities to work, to give, to do, to serve. This is one of the benefits of association with a teacher or guide, and in the framework of a living teaching, a living school, and transmission. One of the aspects that's needed, if you were to consider what you need to be aware of what you particularly should do or not to do and how to do it, would be in the sense of intuition, a feeling of guidance, a knowing of what to do. And this comes not so much from society's mores or mores, nor does it come from an outer book, laws or regulations of the world, because so many of the things that people think that they should do or should not do, or how to give, or when to be of service, what to do, these are tied up with the conditioning desires of both oneself and the society. So it behooves a person to clarify their intention and to remove as much as possible the conditioning that keeps one from seeing more clearly what it is of life that exists and what is needed and how to go about making that next step. This again is something that can be a great benefit to have the assistance of an individual person within this world, guide or teacher if you wish. But without this, it still can be approached and this level realized. It takes the tuning of heart and breath to the highest and being able to quiet the mind to purify the desires and to lessen the conditioning outwardly. And these are steps that take place when one is immersed and involved within a school and teaching. These unfold naturally. Higher awareness and intuition can develop through heart alone, putting one's heart, self, soul, breath, being, toward that highest one that one can conceive. And there are many tools and opportunities for that when one is involved within a transmission, an active transmission, that's conveying the work. The opportunity is there right from the beginning. Even if it is working in the kitchen or the garden or carrying out trash, painting a house, cleaning, whatever it happens to be, if appropriate, these are preliminaries to higher work. And if you are unable to carry forward the tasks that are given in real life in front of you, then how can you find and feel your way and function and fulfill those duties that are given to you in through the finer planes and hear that quiet voice that urges you, that opens the way, that provides the opportunities to give in a higher manner? You will find it very difficult if you don't fulfill the preliminary steps first. One of the ways in which people attune themselves to the higher is through prayer. Another way is through examining, self-examination of one's intention and placing themselves toward their ideal of the situation that one would most likely like to be in. Another way is learning practices, focuses of concentration, meditation, and through this a person is able to focus their mind, their thinking, quiet their thoughts, and be able to relax, connect to, become aware of, and receptive to the guidance. guidance that always exists. This can be accomplished through the recitations of sacred names or phrases, and by placing yourself there, what you place your attention on, you move toward, you become. As you repeat the sounds and feel this, you attune to the highest of these qualities of this being, and naturally, as your heart opens, as you rise higher, within these planes, there'll be a peace, a peacefulness, a quietness, a simpleness, a clarity, which will develop. It may take place during the actual process of recitation, remembrance. It may unfold over years and years and years, or both. And the further one goes, and the higher one rises, the quieter one becomes. This attuning of heart and breath in peace, love. And through love, the unfolding of one's self and one's heart toward the highest and toward the world, toward other people, will come that flow of giving from oneself to oneself in oneself. These things are higher realizations and experiences, and they can take place at any time in a person's life in this world. They're not limited to within a school. A spiritual teaching, guidance, happens to many people under all conditions when you place your heart toward the real.